Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Shloshosha Ochlu Ke'echod V'Nifredu. Three who ate together and they separated. Le'inin HaZimun Madinam. What's the halacha concerning their requirement of Zimun? Siv Aleph, Shloshosha Ochlu Ke'echod. Three ate together and they should have benched Mezumen. V'shochachu, and they forgot. Uber Kol Echol Atzmo, each one benched on his own. Batal Mehem HaZimun. So the Zimun is lost. They can't go and now make a Zimun after they already benched retroactively. This is also true if two benched by accident without the Zimun. But if only one forgot and he benched, the two remaining can still bench with a Mezumen, incorporating the third, even though he already benched. He can still say Baruch Shachal Mishalom. He can still say Baruch Shachal Mishalom. He can't say Yehishem Hashem. That he can't say. And that's not really part of the Mezumen anyway. The Iker is Baruch Shachal Mishalom. That he can say. The two will fulfill their requirement of Zimun. For who ain't a Yotzei Zimun. But he will not be Yotzei. She'in Zimun Afer. Because he already benched and you can't do retroactive Zimun. If one was mezamin with two others, af shnayim hanisharim ein mechal mezamin, then the two remainder cannot make a mezamin anymore. They can only incorporate their third when he wasn't mezamin and benched. So he's out of the parish for himself, but he could still help them. But if he went and joined the zimun elsewhere, he can't then help those two anymore at all. Mishtaburus have gone out. Ve'ein lechom v'chulu. If they all benched without Zimun, they can't make it up. Lomar Nevarich to say, let us bench together. Delaman Yizamlu Zezeh. To whom are they getting ready to bench together? They all benched already. The word Zimun means one tells the other two to prepare. They should be prepared and set to join for benching. So it has to be before you bench. If one of them benched and two did not, then the one can join them for mezumen and say Baruch Shachal Mishlo. Da'ba emes mechuyu bezimunhu, because really he is obligated in zimun. Sha'achli me biyachad, he ate with them together. El she'in lo takana, just there's no way to fix his situation. Bishom shekvar beirach, because he already benched. Vein zimun lemafrei, and there's no zimun retroactively. But his joining the other two will help, that the two will fulfill their requirement with him. Sifkan Gimel, if the one who left joined a zimun with others, imacherim, haynu shabola chabur shashlosha, he joined a group of three, or afilu shabola shnayim besof shudasam, or he joined a group of two at the end of their meal, v'achal imam at and ate a little with them, so then he cannot join the original two anymore. Simkon dalt ein yichom lezamein. He can't mezamein with the original two. Ala echad on the one. Neshivay yotzei chov zimun, because he was already fulfilled his obligation of zimun. Me, however, in this darmin lehem echad min hashuk, if the two find someone who's out in the street, yichom lezamein alav, they can incorporate him. Kishiyutam imahem, if he eats a little bit with them. The chi of zimun shalehem lo nifka bishvul osa shezimein. The chi of zimun doesn't go away just because the third left and was mezamin with another group. So if the third wasn't mezamin yet with another group, or just benched without being mezamin, so they can incorporate him for their own zimun. But if the third was part of a zimun, he's useless to them. And what they could do is find someone from the street who'll eat with them, and then down they make their own mezumin. So the notes point out the question of Chazanish. The notes bring the Chazon Ish said, why does it have to be someone from the Shuk? What about the guy who benched with Mezumen, who left them? Can't he come back and eat a little dessert with them and then now make a Zimun? He says, doesn't know why it has to be Echon HaShuk. He might say, like, why not? It could be the same person, doesn't it? The same person who left and benched already could come back and do it. Maybe it's more common. He benched and he left and he's gone. But Lamaisa, if he came back, he could also count with them if he eats something. Once he's talking about someone who's joining you and eating, so that it could be the original person too. Now, there is no mention at this point, when are they incorporating this person for their zimun? Does he finish benching first? Is it the middle of benching? So the notes bring, even though it's the notes on the Be'er Halacha, that the Eshlavam from Buchach held that this person who started to bench ahead of the other two, because he didn't chat as a zimun, if he stops at the end of the first bracha by Hazanas HaKol, at that point he can answer the zimun. Others say he has to finish Birchas HaMazon until the Rachmans. Before the Rachmans, at that point, he should wait, they too should wait for him to finish to the Rachmans, and then they should mezamin. And that way their Yotze Zimun, he's not Yotze Zimun, he's already benched. The Eshlavam says, even by Hazanas HaKol, he could stop right there and mezamin with them. He's not Yotze Zimun, because the first bracha is the Iker with Zimun, but they can bench at that point without waiting for him to end. So they asked Rabbi Yosef, but Yosef said, really, the Chatchili, they should wait till he's finished, Al Yechasreinu. And then they should bench mezamin, he should answer. But if they have a minig to stop after Hazanas HaKol, they don't have to change the minig. So the two choices are, after Hazanas HaKol, before Nodelecha, to incorporate him into the Zimun, or just wait to Al Yechasreinu. And most poskim will say, wait to Al Yechasreinu. The Be'er Halacha is a two-line Be'er Halacha. Three people ate together, and they forgot, and each one benched, so we lost the Zimun. Says the Be'er Halacha, Vafilu lo gamru rak birchas hazan. Even if they just finished the first bracha, gam kin iv the Zimun is gone. Al hischilu rak bracha ta Hashem l'kenech alam hazan esom kulo. But let's say they just began the bracha. Yesh le'estapik. Maybe they didn't lose the Zimun yet. They didn't lose the Zimun yet. So that means in the middle of the first bracha of benching, the three of them can still mezamin. So I saw brought down, it's not in the notes here, but I saw it in a different sefer, the Yesh Rechaim Kineski, isn't this a hefsek? And Rechaim said, as long as they are goyimer katsas inyan, as long as they said a meaningful statement, like Hazan Aslam Kolobatuvo, so then you could mezamein, because it's still relevant to benching, and they'll finish the bracha afterwards. That's what the bishop was bringing, this suffix that Pimagom says. Maybe they don't lose the zimun yet, because they're still in the first bracha. And you just stop, and let's bench, yishem, and then continue where they're up to. The thing that I find interesting is like this. The Be'er Halacha is saying this when three of them began to bench without Zimun. And they all catch themselves in the middle of the first bracha. So he entertains the possibility they should mezamin. If two people didn't bench it and one started to bench ahead, so we're saying, well, he lost his chance to mezamin, but he could still answer the other two. What if he is in the middle of the first bracha? If they're mezamin right then and there, wouldn't that incorporate him too? The same way, it's not considered a hefsik for the three of them to create a zimun in the middle of the first bracha, so it should be a hefsik for a yachid to answer them. And then he also has the mitzvah of zimun. Instead of the case when he lost it because he finished Hazanas HaKol, so he, if he catches, somebody said, maybe a few people don't realize, one starts to bench, oh, the zimun! So he already said Hazanas HaKol, but like you catch him right there. And the other two are ready to bench. So maybe that Be'er Halacha should tell us the same idea, that the two should mezamin and incorporate him in the zimun, then even he will be yotze his chiyu zimun. So that should be the logic. It should follow that way. The same way the three of them could do it, the yachid could do it too. So if beis shlosha she'achlu, three people eat, yotze echad mehem l'shuk, and one of them leaves the table, goes into the street, instead of stop at the post office or ace the cleaners, karmoso, they call after him. They let him know. She wrote some mezamim. We want a mezamim. Come back. So even if he isn't all the way back at the table, he should have kavana to join them. He'll answer the zimun. And they'll fulfill the requirement. Even though he doesn't actually come back to the table and sit with them. Since they got his attention and he's listening and paying attention and he's not with them, he's right up by the outside the door, whatever, that's good enough. He has to bench. Maybe he'll bench afterwards. Vahani mili. When do we say this? Bishlosh, we have three. Al basar. When it comes to ten, kivin shetzrichim lahasku is a shame. Since you need to mention Hashem's name, einam mitzdar from atchiyav yeshem. I'm there. It's not enough to get his attention from the street. He's got to come back, sit down with them in order to make the minyan. The Ramah says, "Ayin le'er kamon simin reish ad hechem birchas zimun." If you look in the head, simin reish, how far he has to stay there for? Where does birchas zimun end? Mishdabur Sivkan Hey. They call after their friend Kadesh Shechava to pay attention to Shmoya Birchas Hazima, to hear the Baruch of Hazima. Sivkan Vav Yane Imohem, and he'll answer with them. Avlam Einu Oneh. Now, if he doesn't answer, Ein Mizam Alav, you can't use him for the Zimun. Bishum De Einu Oimed Imohem, he's not standing with them. Avlam Hay Oimed Imohem, but if he was standing with them, Afim Einu Oine Imohem, even if he doesn't answer with them, Mizam Alav Bal Karcho, then we'll make the Zimun against his will. Come on, Simon Reish, we'll learn Simon Reish. So if he's standing right there, even if he doesn't answer with them, you still include him in the Zimun. If he's at a distance and he doesn't answer, that's not a Zimun. And this way they can fulfill the requirement. And the third guy who's in the street also fulfills his requirement this way. Even though he doesn't come and sit with them, he just stands by the doorway. Nearby. If you look back at Simon Hay, it's clear if there's something filthy between where he's standing and the other two, that would be a separation, and that wouldn't be, they would not be able to join. When he finishes his business, he'll come back inside, where he ate, sit down on a bench. So temporarily he had to get up and leave the table. So they call after him, with mizamin, pay attention, and mizamin, and then he answers, and he's yours, and later on he'll come back to the table and sit down on a bench. However, if he waited there until they finished benching, and he had a mind to be yitzah. That means they were benching out loud, and he's listening to every word of benching. He'll be yitzah benching too. We'll have to bench again. So the fellow in the doorway, if he listens to the whole birchas hamazon, he'll be yitzah benching too. Sifkan test, but I come on, Simon Reish, look at it in Simon Reish. Sif Beis. Simon Reish, Sif Beis. If you made the pasuk shomer based on the pasuk ramah there, tzorach oina laham tenat shigma birchas hazon. The oina has to wait and pay attention until the end of the first bracha of benching. Sif Gimel. Shlosha sha'achlu ke'echod. Three people who eat together. Ve'in echadam yodea kol birchas hamazon. And none of them knows the whole benching by heart. Ela echad yodea bracha rishona. One knows the first bracha. Ve'echad ashniya, one knows the second bracha. Ve'echad ashishis, one knows the third bracha. Chayav b'zimun, they have to do a zimun. Ve'kol echad yivarcha bracha shiyodea. And each one will bench out loud the bracha he knows. And even if none of them know the fourth bracha, so that's it. They'll bench the three brachas they know. They won't bench the fourth bracha. But if they only know half brachas, you can't bench. If one of them only knows half a bracha, you can't have two people dividing a bracha. One does the first half, one does the second half. None of them knows benching. Because if one of them knew the whole benching, certainly it is proper that he should be the one to say all the brachas, and he'll be motzi them. Not to break birchas into pieces. If one person knows the whole benching, he should do the whole benching out loud, rather than give everyone a turn. Some people think it's so nice, someone gets a turn. No, it's not nice. One person do it all. If one person knows the first bracha, in addition to knowing how to mezamin, the mezamin has to know, assuming one person knows that and the first bracha, so then he'll do the first bracha and each one does the bracha they know. Each one says the bracha he knows, or something to say, and when they say it, they have a mind to be motzi the other two. Sivkan Yigimel, if they don't know the fourth bracha, that doesn't bother us. The birchas hatov ha-meitav lav di-raisi, because the bracha hatov ha-meitav is not min ha-teira. Well, if you can enem akevus ha-shosh brachas, and therefore it's not ma'akev, it doesn't hold back the other three. U'mash m'vizeh, the implication here is, the ba'ach m'sholosh brachas ha-koidmen, as far as the first three brachas go, im in echad mehem sheyodea osa, if there is one of the three that no one knows the bracha, ma'akev, that will prevent them from fulfilling the mitzvah. Shalom yivach klan, therefore you don't bench at all. If you don't know the fourth bracha, say the other three. If you don't know one of the first three, it would seem like they don't do any. The brachos ma'akvos zo ezo. The brachos are ma'akev. That's the simplification. V'yesh poskin shesov, there are poskin who hold. The after min ha'tayr v'chayr l'varachos, even though min ha'tayr there is an obligation to say all three brachos. Mikal mokam ein ma'akvos zo ezo, but they're not ma'akev each other. Well, if you go therefore, Mishin yudei levar kol habrachas, if someone doesn't know all the brachas. He knows some of them. And he can't find an expert to read for him. And motzim the birchas hamazon, tzarich levar kol kaparah brachas yudei ha'osah. So he's obligated at least to say the bracha he knows. So this is machlekes. If you just know through no delicha, too bad, you can't bench at all because you don't know rachem, or at least bench what you know. So these are the two shitas here. Well, in yedina lahalocha, im achal kadei sivi, if he ate and he was satisfied, the chiyav birchas hamazon, so he'd been a ter, his obligation is the araisa, yesh lahachmer kashita zoy ulevarach osah. One should be strict and bench the brachas that he knows. And if he's not satisfied, then he shouldn't bench at all. If it's only chiyav d'rabbanan, he can't bench at all. It's a machlokes, and don't bench at all. But if he ate k'dei sevi'ah, not a shal d'araisa, so bench what you know. Hopefully, that's, you know, the shita say he did something.